Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Samach Vav Zevachim 66. The Gemara tells us with respect to Chatas Ha'of, the sin offering that is brought via a fowl is the animal that is offered up on the altar. The Gemara tells us on Leviticus chapter 5 verse number 8 the procedure for this, and the Torah states Umalak Esrosho, that the Kohen should take his finger and stick it into the head, Mimo Arpo, from the back of the neck. That is the place where the Kohen sticks his finger in. And then after he does that, Lo Yavdil, he shall not separate it. And the way the Chachamim understand this to mean is that there's a prohibition when the Kohen comes to kill the fowl in order to bring it as an offering on the altar, he has to be careful not to separate the head of the fowl from the rest of the body. And indeed, that is how the Rambam rules in Maisa Karbanos, that in chapter 7, law number 7, he rules that when you bring the offering, the Kohen has to be careful in killing the animal not to have separated the head of the fowl from the rest of the fowl. And indeed, if he would do that, that would be a disqualifying act, and the korban would not be acceptable. But on today's Daf Yomi, on the bottom of Samach Hayam Beis, going into Samach Vav Amud Aleph at the top, the Gemara records the position of Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and says, Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Shamati bechatos ha'of, I heard that with respect to the sin offering of the oaf, Shemav Dilin, that indeed one can separate the head of the oaf, that the Kohen can separate the head of the fowl from the rest of the body. Umay lo yavdil. What does it mean when he states that he cannot separate it? What does it mean when it says in the verse that mimo arpo velo yavdil, that seemingly it seems to be stating that the Kohen should not separate the head of the body from the rest of the fowl? All it means is not that there's a prohibition, a disqualification if one separates it, but rather all it means is ein tzaricha avdil, that one is not required to separate it. So when it says do not separate it, just means that if one separates it, that one is not obligated to separate it. However, if a person does separate it, they have not disqualified the action. And so therefore, this is what it means when the Torah says, do not separate. It means not that there's a prohibition, a disqualification. All it means is that you're not required to separate it. Well, this is astonishing, because if we're going to turn every prohibition in the Torah, every time it says, Torah, do not do this, does that mean that you're not allowed to do this? Does that mean that you're not required to do this? And indeed, Tosfos asks, well, what about the factor it says, for example, do not eat pork. Does that mean that you're not required to eat pork? Obviously, it doesn't mean that. So Tosfos draws a fundamental distinction. He says that here in this case, the reason why Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon is interpreting this to mean that you're not required to do it is because otherwise, if the Torah had not stated do not separate it, we might have thought that you should separate it in order to get all of the blood. So since we might have thought that since you need all of the blood, therefore you should separate the head from the body, and so therefore the Torah is telling us you're not required to separate it. Whereas the other prohibitions, there's no reason to think that you otherwise would be required to do it. You wouldn't have thought you'd be required to eat the non-kosher food. So therefore, when it says do not eat it, it means specifically do not eat it. And that's the distinction that Tosfos draws. The commentaries say, the Shoah Meshev talks about it in the opposite way. Rabbi Shaul Nuttensin, he talks about the opposite way. He says that also, when it comes to a positive commandment, sometimes the Torah will tell us that there are certain things you shall do, and that means that you're required to do it. But other times, the Torah will tell us there are certain things you shall do, but it won't be because it's required to do it. It's just telling us that you may do it. And that is the parallel to what it refers to here with these prohibitions. And this is the basis for what the Shoah Meshev says is a dispute between the Monei Mitzvahs, all people, the people, the commentaries who counted up the different commandments, and they wanted to know how we got to 613 commandments, because there is a big debate whether or not there is an obligation to actually give the non-kosher meat to the Ger Toshav, to the resident alien, the non-Jew who is living in your midst, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 21, that
as it relates to the non-kosher food, you shall give it to the foreigner who is living amongst you. Or if he will not eat it, sell it to a non-Jew, a nochri. So we see from here that it seems to be a positive commandment. You're supposed to give it to the ger who is living amongst you, or to the nochri. So does this mean it's an obligation to give the nevela, the non-kosher food, to the ger toshav or to the nochri? So indeed, Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabriel does count this, and so too do some of the other commentators. However, others argue with them and say there's no mitzvah here, and the majority opinion is to say, well, there's not a commandment here. It's just telling us that you should give it to the ger who lives amongst you before you sell it to somebody else. And indeed, the Shalom Meshiv cites Artosis as the proof that it's not say, otherwise you might have thought that there's a prohibition since it's a non-kosher food. You might have thought you're not allowed to give it to somebody who's not Jewish, or you're not allowed to sell it to somebody who's not Jewish. And so therefore, it's telling us that there's no prohibition to giving it to this ger toshav. Not that you're obligated to give it to him. Not that it's a mitzvah to give it to him. It's just that there's no prohibition against giving it to him. The Maharal and the Gur Aryeh gives another explanation about why it says in the Torah, "Lager shabasharecha titnena," that you shall give it to the ger toshav. What the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh to Mishpatim 2:24 explains that it is a mitzvah to give it to the ger toshav. If the ger toshav who's living amongst you is poor, then even though he's not of the Jewish faith, it is an obligation to support this poor person. And the reason is, it's an obligation to help him live. And so therefore, it fits within the category of charity. And so he says, yes, there can be, under certain circumstances, an actual mitzvah to give the food that is non-kosher to the person who is not of the Jewish faith.